Hey everybody, it's your man Headcrack, and this is the Dish Nation Podcast or Audio Boom. It's all the funny stuff for the TV show, but exclusively for your listening pleasure. Right here, we got the ATL team in the building. Clap it up one time. Yeah.
Hey y'all, it's Portia Williams, and we slay all day.
Hey, what up? This your boy Ricky Smiley, man. Hey, welcome to Dish Nation, and we got jokes. That's right, S-E-K-O-J, spelled backwards.
Yo, yo, what up? It's your girl, the B-R-A-T-U-D.
And you got Gary with the tea here, baby, where everything is hot in my teapot.
Now that's it for ATL. Now over to LA. What up?
Thank you, Headcrack. I'm Frank Kramer representing the left coast.
What's up, guys? It's Heidi Hamilton, and welcome to the Dish Nation party.
Now that's our team. Now on to what you've already been waiting for. What you really want. Your show. Here you go.
Dish Nation. Welcome to Dish Nation.
Yay!
What up? Hey, baby, the tea is hot like me today, honey. And we're dishing with Miss Charlize Theron about her new movie, Atomic Blonde.
All right, Miss Angelina Jolie.
She cries in the shower. Aww. And Selena Gomez, honey, or should I say Miss Selena Gomez, she eats soap.
What? Ew, what you doing?
Coming up, honey, and the L.A. crew joining us in a few minutes. But first, Headcrack has all the details about Justin Bieber's accident.
Oh.
Yeah, man. Justin Bieber's definitely feeling sorry this morning. Now, last night, he accidentally struck a paparazzi dude as he left for church service in Beverly Hills.
Oh!
Okay, well, that's unfortunate. But if you're going to hit somebody, at least you hit them around the church.
Exactly.
Where the law it is.
Well, Justin climbed into his monster pickup truck as the paparazzi scrambled around the vehicle, and when he tried to pull away, he accidentally hit the dude.
Oh my God!
Around a vehicle that's moving and you're still taking pictures, you're gonna get hit.
Get out the way!
Yeah, but the thing is, the truck is so big and Justin is so small, he couldn't see that man.
No, come on, come on, no, no, no. He's been driving this truck for a long time. He know how to drive his truck. Like they need to get out of the way. It's a moving vehicle,
right.
And you're not supposed to have to look out for people, grown ass people, standing in front of the truck.
It was nice of Justin to hang out for 10 minutes until the paramedics came, but he was so calm. I was expecting him to go up to like the body and go shh.
Yeah.
Finish the job. Now, the photographer was taken to the hospital with non-life-threatening injuries, and he said Justin was compassionate, is a good kid, and accidents happen.
Oh, let's see how much of a good kid he is when he ready to file that lawsuit. Okay. All right, well, the internet has found a crazy connection between Jay-Z's new album title, 444, and his fight with no other than Solange Knowles.
Oh.
What's going on?
Uh-oh.
Yes.
Oh,
all right,
Lord.
Now, Jay-Z said he named the album 444 because he woke up to write the title track at 4:44 a.m. But Stephen Ossala posted this photo with a caption, "I'm at the Standard where Solange beat Jay-Z's ass in the elevator. The address is 4:44. I am shook." Shook.
You know, there could be something to that, though. Like, you know, like maybe Solange beat him so hard that she implanted that name in his subconscious.
He did something that he needed his ass whooped.
Yeah.
He did something. Because Solange was very angry.
Yes, she was.
The
other reason you know that it was for real is because Beyonce let her sister do it, baby.
That's right.
She stood in that corner like,
that's right.
Yeah, oh, she even shifted out the way. Get him. Go ahead, get him.
Hey, everybody, it's time for
Unbelievable and Unforwiggable.
Now, y'all remember earlier this month, Miss Aisha Curry, honey, she debuted the new braids while on vacation in Turks and Caicos with her husband, Mr. Steph Curry. Well, honey, there was a headline claiming that Aisha Curry, honey, spent $50,000, honey, on her braids shop. $50,000.
Is the woman whose hair belonged to still attached?
That's
ridiculous.
Well, honey, Miss Aisha says, that is like the most fake story I have ever heard. I don't even know who made it up or where it even came from. And she clarified that she paid only $150. For those braids.
That sounds about right.
That makes me feel better, because like, I just don't understand like why someone would pay $50,000 for some braids.
You wouldn't.
No, you would never, baby.
You wouldn't.
Never. They probably would do that to somebody like Celine Dion, J-Lo, Kim Kardashian.
People who need help.
Overcharge their ass because they don't know.
They don't know.
But trust me, Aisha Curry knows she can get it for $150 or $50 if you catch the right African.
Exactly.
But I think she changes up her damn hairstyle, honey, just like you, honey.
Yeah.
Even more so, honey. Mm-hmm. Now, she says, I change my hair every 2 weeks, honey. And it's just kind of what I do.
You know what? I love her nowadays.
Yes.
And I love that she changes her hair all the time, and it does cost to do that. So she's spending a coin there.
Yeah. I mean, but both of y'all, you and Brad, y'all both change. Or Brad, you used to change yours more. Is it a budget cut or
Brad
something?
Brad does change your hair a lot.
What? Though. Budget cut?
I mean,
I just don't be having time.
I didn't even say what I wanted to
say. Budget cut?
I couldn't even finish
what you trying to say, Gary? There you go, trying to throw me under the bus.
Shot and choked on the shade.
He keep trying to throw me under the bus.
He is no good.
You don't pay enough attention. I change my every 2 weeks.
Oh, see, I knew that. I thought so.
Oh, you so full of it.
Right?
All right, so it's time for a very special reunion. But don't cry. These people have been missing for approximately 24 hours, and we're happy to see them again. Brady, Frank, Sammy, how have you been?
Oh,
hey, guys. Hey.
Now, Heidi, I hear Angelina Jolie has finally broken her silence.
Ooh. Yeah, it's crazy. You know, Angelina Jolie, arguably one of the most private people in Hollywood, but
yeah.
She's finally speaking out. She's talking about her split from Brad Pitt, which happened back in September of 2016. So almost a year later it took her, you know, before she opened up. And she opened up to Vanity Fair magazine, and essentially this is what she said. We're all trying to do our best to heal our family.
Reading between the lines, I ruined it for everyone.
What are you talking about? What?
To say the whole family's healing. She's healing. She's the one that wanted the separation and divorce, and so everyone's upset with her, but she's saying everybody needs to heal.
So she also went on to say, quote, I do not want my children to be worried about me. I think it's very important to cry in the shower and not in front of them. They need to know that everything's going to be all right, even when you're not sure that it is. Also, keep in mind, she has 10 bathrooms in that house of hers, so she's got plenty of showers to cry.
Exactly. Her showers are like full rooms.
I'm sure. And they just thought she was a horrible singer in the shower. She's there. Like, man, mom can't carry a tune.
Have y'all ever cried in the shower? When's the last time y'all did that?
Never.
No? Never. I don't cry in the shower. I like to cry, and I want to. Then I get up and look in the mirror and see how sad I am.
Yeah. Yeah. Men only cry.
Like, I'm like watching myself, like, you're just sad about whatever you're sad about.
So, Portia, what else do you do in the shower?
I don't cry in the shower.
I don't cry in the shower either, but what I do strange in the shower is I take an ice cold beer in the shower, and there's nothing better than an ice cold beer in a hot shower. It's like a mini vacation.
What?
Wow.
You know what, Frank, you are so rich, because that means that your shower is like a steam room. So you have a seat in there, you can sit down and pop open a beer.
I got a full bar in there. What are you kidding?
Those aren't shampoo bottles.
The beers are starters. Then I move on to shots and margaritas.
All right.
All right, y'all, so it's been a tough year for Angelina, but if Selena Gomez's new video is anything to go by, she's having a tough time herself. In fact, she might actually need to go in a psychiatric ward.
Uh-uh.
Now, oh, man, look at this. She just dropped the official video for a new single, Fetish, featuring Gucci Mane.
Hey!
In the video, she could be seen trashing her kitchen, put all kinds of crazy things in her mouth.
You know what this reminds me of? Remember those TLC shows where women are eating couch cushions?
My and Strange Addiction.
Yeah. Yes. And she's like, oh, I have laundry detergent like twice a day. I have to have it. Who would you say on this crew, on, you know, Atlanta and LA, who's the kinkiest out of all of us? My guess would be Gary, right?
What?
My guess would be
Frank.
I was gonna say Brad too.
Yeah, I gotta call you Brad.
What is it?
Yeah, don't you do
but did
that.
You hear Brat's voice go up really high, which means it's not me. Which means she's totally lying.
Y'all, they say when life gives you lemons, you should make lemonade. But what about when life gives you stretch marks on your ass?
Can't make lemonade out of that.
Put on some pants. Get some cocoa butter. Well, y'all, one artist has been turning those marks into works of art.
How so?
Barcelona-based artist Cinta Torquato is turning what society calls ugly into something beautiful. And here's what she had to say about it. Ever since we're little, they make us hate everything about our bodies. Stretch marks are a part of our essence, our moments, our stories. They're so beautiful, and I don't know how they've convinced us to hate them.
Who is complaining about stretch marks?
A lot of people complain about stretch marks. They don't
Why?
That on their body.
Well, we all hate our stretch marks.
Yeah. No, we hate them, but men don't give a damn about a stretch mark.
Yo, answer that, Frank. Head crack. Gary,
y'all
like,
don't
do
care.
You...
I'm not mad at some tiger stripes. I mean, they're cool.
Yeah.
It means at one point you, like, you know, got big and then you got your life together and then, like, you got it.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not thrilled with my tummy right now. If I could figure out a way to, like, somehow paint it so that it's, like, the illusion of all cut in and tight and flat.
Oh, yeah.
You can.
You can paint a six-pack on it, Heidi.
Well,
Yeah, airbrush.
No, let's paint a six-pack of Budweiser on that so we can explain how it got that way.
You can't take me and put me in the shower with you.
Up next, find out what happened when Titanic star Leo DiCaprio, Kate Winslet, and Billy Zane reunited for a very special reason.
What's up, y'all? Welcome back to Dish Nation. Now, Leonardo DiCaprio is known for doing a lot of models, but he also does a lot of great charity work, which allows him to do more models. It's the sexual circle of life.
So,
he held his fourth annual fundraising gala in San Tropez last night, and the stars came out to help him raise $30 million to help save the planet.
Nice. I love it.
And you know what's just as cool as all that?
What?
We got an impromptu Titanic reunion. Not only was Kate Winslet there, but badass Billy Zane was in the building too.
Aww.
And he posted this pic with the caption, "Gang's back together. Now we're saving icebergs. Go figure."
You know, why didn't they ever get together in real life? Is she married?
Kate Winslet?
Yeah.
I think now she is.
Oh, really?
And I think Leonardo DiCaprio knew he was going to be popping.
Yeah, it was for
the best. So other stars that was in the building, you had Tobey Maguire.
Nice.
Sean Penn, Lenny Kravitz also performed.
Nice.
And guess what even treated to a surprise performance from Madonna.
Madonna did that, okay?
She looks amazing.
Right.
And the ill thing about Leonardo DiCaprio, it is safe to say he's probably hooked up with like half of like, you know, the models in Victoria's Secret and probably a small fraction of Hollywood. You think he ever did it with Madonna?
Mm-mm. They were never around the age where he liked.
No. You don't think she ever ate Gilbert's grapes?
No.
Okay, y'all, up next, Wendy Williams just went on the Howard Stern Show, and you know there's going to be some good combo when the two of them get together,
Those
honey.
Those people are great at talking.
Yes. So let's run through a couple highlights, shall we?
Yes.
First, do you remember that leaked memo that Steve Harvey had sent out to his staff warning them?
Yeah.
That basically not to approach him, don't talk to him in the hallways, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah.
Please tell me they talked about that.
Girl, they did. And Wendy said, "I like Steve, but that whole thing with the don't look at me stuff, that's not the approach I take for my staff. My staff, they can call me anytime they want."
Oh, that's good.
She has really grown.
I love that.
She has really grown with that response. Because, you know, I don't call that shade because she took what he did and she just told you how she liked to do her situation.
Right, how she runs her game.
Exactly.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And finally, y'all, this is my favorite right here. She shared that she loves to go to the strip club with her husband.
What?
Yes, and when she asked if she got lap dances, she said, "Of course, I make it rain on them hoes."
Ah!
And she said, "With respect, I have fun, Howard. I'm a fun woman."
Wow.
Love it.
But the honesty of y'all and y'all women, are lap dances fun or no fun?
Like, I don't get lap dances. My boys get them. I pay for them for my boys to get them, and I might just peek out my shades a little bit. Other than that, I don't get them. I don't like getting them.
They start talking to me too much and telling me their story. Then I start feeling sorry for them, and then
you're such a sucker, Portia.
Strippers are like used car salesmen.
They look for you.
They know what to say.
Yeah, really?
They know the type of attention to give you to really lure you in.
Really? Girl. I didn't know, because I'm like, why do I always end up telling me, you know, like I was in Miami, this girl's like, "You know, I just moved her from Mexico and I really don't want to be here doing this."
Portia.
And I'm like, "Well, girl, don't dance. Go over there and sit down somewhere."
So, you know what you guys need right now?
What?
A good deal, that's what.
Yes.
So, are you guys still using manual toothbrushes? Because if so, once you switch to an electronic toothbrush, you'll never go back. Trust me.
Mm.
Check out this Excite rechargeable silicone sonic toothbrush. It has antibacterial and highly durable silicone bristles that are gentle and more hygienic. How so, you ask? Well, bacteria is unable to grow on silicone, so these brushes will always be 100% bacteria-free.
Oh, nice.
It has 13 vibration levels, so you can choose your own adventure in your mouth.
Oh, your own adventure in your mouth? Oh, I like that.
All right. Get to the best part, Headcrack.
I agree.
The best part is the cost. You probably think it's going to probably cost you somewhere close to $200.
Yeah.
You guys, no, not at all.
Oh.
For you guys in the Destination family, it is only $29.
Wow!
Really?
Put that in your mouth. You know the deal. Just head over to MorningSave.com and clean that filthy mouth of yours right on out. All right, Atomic Blonde opens this weekend, and after the break, we sent the homie Andrew Freund all the way to Berlin to chat with Charlize Theron and play a little game called Punch or Praise. You're not going to want to miss this. So if you'd kindly sit down, we'd appreciate that. Don't go nowhere. We mean it.
Dish Nation.
Welcome back to Dish Nation. Andrew Freund here in Berlin, Germany, where I am getting ready to talk to the Atomic Blonde herself, Charlize Theron, and I'm hoping she shows me how to throw a punch.
Find out who's hunting our operatives and trust no one.
David Persons, your contact.
Welcome to Berlin. I'm David. Don't shoot. I've got your shoe.
First of all, like, just you kick ass in this movie.
Well, thank you.
What are some of the, like, fighting skills that you took away from this that you'll carry on for the rest of your life?
For my street fighting career? Well, I learned the power of an elbow, so I think that will stay with me.
What's the proper way, like, to throw a movie punch? What is the, how do I do that?
3, 2, 1, go!
Well, you don't go wide, you don't come from here, everything comes from right here. And okay. You don't swing it, you just take your strength right from there. I don't even know if that's what it is, but.
All right, I want to play a little game with you called Praise or Punch.
Okay.
I have a list of some of your former co-stars.
Mm.
You tell me if you want to praise them, or punch.
This is gonna get me in so much trouble. I don't know why you would want to start this.
No, Charlize, it's very easy.
I know how this stuff works out. I can see the internet headlines already.
You can just praise them.
Oh, okay.
How about we call it praise?
Okay.
Okay. Christina Ricci.
Praise all the way. Gosh, I owe so much to that girl.
Tom Hanks.
Oh, my hero. Yeah.
He's pretty great.
Yeah.
I mean, who could beat the crap out of Tom Hanks?
I will take care of you if you do that.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I'm a little bit scared of you. Will Smith.
Oh, praise all the way. Yeah, he's incredible. This is such a boring interview. It's just all my favorite people.
Tom Hardy.
Why would you do that? Half a punch? Half a punch.
Okay.
Half a punch, half a praise.
That's good.
Actually, full praise, half a punch.
I learned a phrase in Afrikaans.
Mm.
So I want you to tell me if I'm saying this right. Jy skop goed.
Yeah, very good.
Was that good?
Yeah, jy skop goed.
Jy skop goed.
Jy skop goed.
And what does that mean?
You kick well. Yeah, yeah.
Wrapping it up, if I needed help, could you help me? Like, could you save me? Could we walk around together and maybe there's...
I'm just worried about your history. I don't know anything about you. I mean, are you being chased by bad guys? Then I don't want to walk with you in a dark alley. Sure, we can walk together. I got your back.
Thanks, girl. Well, that's it here from Berlin. Be sure to check out Atomic Blonde in theaters now.
Welcome back to Dish Nation. Okay, you have one job tomorrow, and that's to tune in to Dish Nation to have some laughs with our buddy Andrew Freund and 3 real-life emojis. Yes, TJ Miller, Patrick Stewart, and Maya Rudolph.
Well, you know, speaking of jobs, if your day job isn't working out, then I have the perfect job for you. It's amazing. You want to know what it is?
Yeah.
I was hoping you'd
say
that.
Are you suggesting we don't do this?
I mean, I could use another day job.
Okay, well, this, everybody watching...
She has enough night jobs, you know what I'm saying.
Everybody watching would love this job, I think, and it's panda cuddler. Take a look at this video. Yes, there is somebody whose job it is to dress as a giant panda and care for baby panda bears. The reason they do this, though, Frank, is because these baby pandas are born in captivity, but they need to learn how to be pandas, so they will eventually be put out into the wild, and they don't want them to have human contact, because once you've had human contact, then you're not really a panda. You don't know how to be a panda. I think I would be great at this job. I think I'm a pretty good cuddler. Yeah, I'm a touchy-feely. I like that. I think you would suck at it.
Oh, yeah, Helm.
I don't even think Sammy'd be great at it. Really?
Well, with animals, I am. Oh, I love on animals so much. Humans is another story, but fluffy animals, of course.
And you better be dressed as a panda if you want to get any action from Sammy, I think is what she said.
That's her night job.
All right, the show is over, but don't forget to head over to morningsave.com and take advantage of today's great deal.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.